Blog Talk Radio.
I believe we've corrected that. All right. Want to be transparent. All right.
So what I'd like to do tonight, as we indicated in the promo, the Facebook promotion, is to draw a distinction between a politician and an advocate, right? And I want you to share your question, your comments with me. I'll be watching here on Facebook and looking to see if anyone calls in the studio to give us, share in our discussion. This is what this is. This is a discussion. And let me be very clear. People have said to me, oh, you're running against so-and-so, so-and-so. Well, I understand that it's a political process. And typically, when you're in a campaign or race, you think of running against someone. But in spirit, I'm not running against anyone. I'm running for you, the people, Tennessee Senate District 19. That's my aim. That's my desire. Now, I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. We're not intending to run against or to demean or denounce anyone. We're just going to lay the facts out there. And I hope that you as a voter will be empowered tonight and moving forward to make the choice, make the change that we need. There's only one choice. I say that respectfully. That's Reuben Dockery, Tennessee Senate District 19. Smoke is clear now. We see what we have before us. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let me just for a second talk about this distinction between a politician and an advocate, and then I want you to share with me, okay, as we move forward. Let me begin first with what a politician is, and let's see if we can identify some of these characteristics over the last 12 to 15 years or so, all right? Politician, a person who is professionally involved in politics. As a member of a community, as a citizen, rather, you are a member of a political community. So you can't get away from it. But a politician is someone who's professionally, in other words, money is invested in it. Power and interest is invested in it. Especially a holder of or for as a candidate in an elected position or office. Consider this last part. A politician is one who acts, sadly, in a manipulative and oftentimes devious manner, typically to gain advancement in a position. Now, there are people, and they're going after numbers with people. But as you can see here in the definition, there is a self-invested interest, not necessarily one for the people. I wouldn't be running if everything was all right. I'll tell you humbly, I was one of those as a private nonprofit founder and director who reached out to elected officials I voted for years, seeking to open the door of opportunity better for smaller non-mom-pop type nonprofits and businesses and grassroots efforts to benefit from resources, federal, state, and local, to make it possible to serve the needs of our neighbors. But unfortunately, we haven't got that. At the end of the day, what we've seen is professional politicians have left in their wake over the last decade plus high crime rates that there's obviously no answer for, terrible numbers in educational or academic underachievement, social mayhem and health disparities, and many things. So when we see people talking and on the news, you got to ask yourself, where were the folk that we invested our trust in? I'm not just talking about one person now. And I realize that as I point this finger, it comes to me. All right? But I'm going to make the distinction between me and a politician. All right? So in reality, the basis of change is that we not be beholden to a particular philosophical position for a party, be it Republican or Democrat, but we look at what's best for all of the people. And we do as Dr. King suggested, and that is to strive to build a beloved community where there's no hatred, no bigotry, no separation, no enmity, but we're all working together for one common good. irregardless of our walk in life. Look at me. I'm fathead and good looking. I can't help it, okay? But look, you're the fathead guy. All right, all right. So I think you understand what I'm saying. Now let's draw the distinction between that and an advocate. You'll notice that on my website, constituentadvocacy.com. Let me encourage you to go there just for a second. Again, that is constituentadvocacy.com. When you get there, what you're going to find is the homepage, and I'd like for you to turn your attention to the candidate platform, okay? And once you hover over it, you'll see podcast presentation. I'm not going to go through all of it tonight. I just want to drive you there. So if you're listening to or you're watching this live feed later, you'd be able to do the same thing. What's most important, consistent with my campaign, the three pillars, voter education, voter organization, participation, all right? And I'm going to talk about how you can help me spread this message to the 98,478-some voters in Senate District 19. Before I leave, we'll make sure we spend time to do that and tell you how to do that. All right? But if you will follow me there, you'll see that there are podcasts, there are pre-recorded videos, informational, instructional videos relative to this discussion. And you'll see that what I'm about to talk about, the characteristics of an advocate, you'll see those here. You can either open the video or you can look at the PDF file, and it clearly delineates and describes what I'm talking about. And specifically, I want to turn your attention to the voter education series, part four, which has to do with holding elected officials accountable, okay? As well as I want to turn your attention to voter education series part three, where it talks about the issues that we have here. There, I stipulate how we would advocate over the next 4 years for you, the voter, in Tennessee Senate District 19. Okay? An advocate, by definition, is a person who publicly supports or recommends a particular cause or policy. I humbly submit to you that the policies that have been in place have not worked for the many young people who dropped out of school. Once they drop out, if they don't get killed in the streets, they go to juvenile detention and only graduate to the adult criminal justice system. I submit to you that the policies that are in place have not done a very good job of helping mothers who are struggling to raise their children and provide them the best education, or two-parent homes who want to be engaged in the public education process. There is a need to change or to strengthen policy, however the case may be. So that's how you support your public school teachers. They're doing the best job they can. Having been one myself, I know it for a fact. I know many great teachers who are doing a wonderful job in the public schools. Yes, we have a challenge with the drive for charter schools and for even private schools and vouchers. That's some conversation to be had. But I would definitely say that we definitely need to look at the policies for strengthening the support of our teachers in public, and particularly in our local public schools here in Davidson County. Now, I understand that the senator don't control that. You have a deliberative body, the school board that's elected by the people. And let me tell you, that's probably one of the most important votes that you need to cast, who is representing you in your local school district. Because that has a tremendous impact on how your child is educated, how resources are spent to educate your child, and to prioritize their needs. This is a voter education series. I told you I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. As an advocate, yours truly will recommend things that will be of great support to not just Democrats, but to Republicans, to independents. If you call yourself a Tea Party any other affiliation that you may come up with. We're all one in the district. I mentioned this before, E Pluribus Unum. From one district come many interests in various council districts as well as voting precincts. Okay? That's the difference. I strive to advocate for you as a voter over the next 4 years. And I am applying for the job. I am seeking your support at the ballot box. I'm seeking your financial support as we strive to share this message with, again, the 98,000-plus voters in Senate District 19. But beyond those voters, there are 192-some-thousand folks that will be affected, children, women, men, everyone. You can do it, all right? Change 2018, and what we're looking at is the fact that you can do your thing just like my friend Isaac Hayes said. Do your thing in 20 as you bring change in 2018. It's in your hand. It's in your hand. Again, this is Reuben Dockery. You're listening to Open Mic with candidate Reuben Dockery. The number here to call me, we got 28 minutes. I'll give you a call, is 657-383-0944. I would love to engage you in conversation to answer your question. What is it that you're going to do, Doc? Exactly, what are you going to do? And as I mentioned to you, on my website, constituentadvocacy.com, you can find that answer clearly laid out there. Now, we're going to be upgrading it real soon with some particulars about my plan, my economic development plan, where we're looking to bring 250 new business startups. Some of these young men, as I campaigned for the council seat and talked to many young men on the street and asked them very pointedly, what is it that will get you to change your life, change how you hustle to provide for yourself? And they were very frank and honest. Listen, many of them want the American dream. And if there were opportunities for them to take their best skills and talents and put it into an entrepreneurial venture, they would. I believe that. Problem is, we need the right policy and allocation of resources. So I'm looking to go and to support and propose legislation that will foster 250 brand-new business startups with a central focus on providing soft skill training as well as formal business training and support for young guys and young ladies who are looking to change their lives. Now watch this. The expectation would be that when you start your business, you bring on at least 25 jobs. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about dealing with the very nexus of the problems we see with the criminal behavior and the over-engagement with the police. Hello, somebody. See, there's a reason why guys are selling dope. There's a reason why many of them turn to robbing and carjacking and things of that nature. In their mind, they want to pursue liberty and happiness and have money and resource, but somehow they miss the quintessential lesson that you can't do that illegal. It is wrong to take from others what they've worked hard for. So if we can find a way to empower them with knowledge and understanding, then we can embed this in the voting precincts where the highest rates of crimes are and the highest instances of young people going to public schools that are failing to make annual yearly progress, right? That's ultimately leading to them being set back or ultimately dropping out, displaying behavioral order issues in schools and what. If we can do that, then listen, we can resolve the problem. I'm all for holding government officials accountable. Why I say we should start at the top. Tennessee Senate is the highest level in government in the state of Tennessee. You've heard me say it before. The governor holds the sword, if you will, and the legislators hold the purse. An opportunity there to work with House of Representatives members, collaborate with mayor and with the local council, Incidentally, you have an election coming up in 2019 where all of the seats in Davidson County will become vacant. Everybody, the mayor, vice mayor, council members, council lodge will have to run again. If you don't like what you see, violence is not the answer. Take it to the ballot box. But be organized, be informed when you do so. And as your senator, I will support that 100%. Do so and make your voice heard in a productive and positive way. Then you can hold me and everybody else accountable. Can I tell you something? There is a connection between your voting precinct and all of those offices I just made reference to. School board, council, mayor, vice mayor. And that is all of them require votes from your local precinct. Suppose you were educated and organized on that level poorly. I'm not suggesting that everybody are not, because there are very many of them who are, but there are many who are not. And the reason we have the notion, oh, they're going to do what they want to, I don't care, I ain't going to vote. My vote don't count. That was reflected in this last Democratic primary, where only 22-some percent of the population turned out to vote. Clearly somebody is unhappy. I understand that. We can resolve that, though. But my point is that is where you can make greatest difference. You, family, for your community. So we don't have to resort to a lot of marching and angry frustration that is demonstrated in the streets. Take it to the ballot box. I'm asking you to vote Reuben Dockery between October 17th through November 1st. That's the early voting period. And then November the 6th is Election Day. That's the change we need in 2018. And I stand with you, and I stand for you. And again, I hope that you will join me in that process. And let me take a minute here, talk about how you can help. Okay? I would be remiss if I didn't. Constituentadvocacy.com, that's the website. On the homepage, the minute you get there, you're going to find in the right-hand corner, the upper right-hand corner, an image that says online giving. If you click that, you can make your contribution. What you got to give, Doctor? What I got to give? Whatever you can. $5, $10, $25, $50, $200, $250, up to $1,500. The Finance Commission will allow voters to give one individual, give up to $1,500. And of course, once you make a contribution above $100, they do ask for your place of employment and things of that nature. Or if you're retired, that would be fine as well. But when you submit the information, we'll have your information. We do keep that confidential. I've noticed, I've been a voter for 31 years here, I've noticed that some folks have misused the information that others have given them, their name, their email, their address, and phone number. I promise you I'll never do that to you. I'm going to be very sensitive about making sure that no one working with me does. But again, you can go there and make your contribution. We are fundraising. The campaign is fully in swing now, and we're moving, and you can look for us. We're going to be rolling out how we're going to be coming to you, directly to you, the voter. I want to know why it is you're frustrated. I want to know why it is you haven't voted. More importantly, I want you to change 2018. We can do it together. We can do it together. Again, the number here to give me a call, I'm looking at Facebook now, and I don't see necessarily where anyone has, there we go. Hey, how you doing, Ms. V? Ms. V has tuned in with us there. Anyone else, the question or comment, we don't necessarily have to give your name. This is just community dialogue. If there's someone else that's following us on live stream and you have a question about something I said or a position that I might have, I'm happy to respond to that right here, right now. We got about 20 minutes. The floor is yours. The floor is yours. This is open mic. And as an open mic session, I want you to talk to me and I'll respond accordingly. If I don't have an answer, I'm not going to lie to you. But I promise you I'll go and try to find information out. And I'll get back with you on next Friday. We're doing these sessions from 7 o'clock p.m. to 7:45, roughly. If we see the need to extend it, we'll be happy to do so as well. We're on the podcast platform so that you can call right into the studio at 657-383-0944. Some have reached out and asked how they can help in terms of volunteering. Give me a call on the campaign number. It's on the website as well, but on the campaign number, that's 615-478-4233. The campaign hotline is 615-478-4233. I'll be happy to engage and talk with you about how you can help us. One of the first things that we're doing so that we don't have to be hinged or beholden to lobbyists and big interest groups and what have you, that we are running a grassroots level campaign. So your contribution is very much appreciated and needed. I'm asking you to do that for me. Have no hesitation or reservation of mine and me whatsoever, but asking that. That's how we get the message out to you. Now, one of the ways you can do that is by getting one of these darling T-shirts, and I'm going to be posting that out for the Facebook group, and you can go to the website and you'll be able to see that as well. Go on there and grab you one of them shirts. When you do that, you're helping us get the message out. Okay? That's how simple it is. That's simple it is. No tricks. I ain't got no tricks or nothing, obviously. That's where we are. So let me, again, encourage you to give us a holler there. If you got a question or comment, shoot it to me via Facebook. We won't mention your name. We'll just share the question or comment, and I'll respond accordingly. Or you call me right here at 657-383-0944. Until you do that, I will keep on running my mouth. Now, quickest way, I'm telling a secret. Don't tell nobody I told you. Quickest way to get doctor to shut up is talk to her. But until you call, I will love. Let's do this. I talk to you about the difference between politician and an advocate. Politician being those who we see and know are thoroughly engaged process of professionally keeping position and power, okay? And that would be one thing if it were not for the fact that it was only benefiting them. But you can't see any direct benefit to anyone else other than it. That's where the problem comes in, okay? And what people are frustrated and tired of is being exploited by politicians. That's just it. That is what it is. Now, Dockery, when you get in the office, aren't you going to become a politician? No, I'm going to be an advocate because I will be proposing and supporting policies that are beneficial to you first. Well, how are you going to do that, Dockery? One of the things I've been saying is that we need to see you more than just during election time. You're just one person, and you got 192,000 some people you're responsible for in your Senate district. How you gonna do all of that? The truth of the matter is, it's organization. You recall I said there are three pillars to my campaign: voter education, voter organization, then voter participation. You have something to vote for, some reason. Now, so what does organization look like? Well, if you go to my website again, constituentadvocacy.com, you'll find there in those podcasts the suggestion of the concept that I'm sharing. And as soon as I'm elected, probably a week or so after the election, we will begin immediately forming a steering committee that will go to each voting precinct to establish a precinct governance council model. It is through the precinct governance model, and I'll spend more time on this on another show. It is through the precinct governance model that you're able to dictate to me what's best for your voter precinct. How about that? I don't get to go and hold a seat that belongs to you and do nothing for you. And you can clearly see what it is you sent me there to do, respective to your individual voting precinct. collectively, all of them, there are 47 of them that are in play in Senate District 19. So this process will be laid out by which we will have an organized line of communication on a regular basis. That makes it very easy for me to tap into those people who are representing those voting precincts, and that's Precinct Governance Council, and to share and transfer relative information. And the first thing that I do, and I realize that there's going to be somewhat of a learning curve, having never been in the legislature before. However, one of the first things that we'll do is to begin looking at the budget and asking, what priorities does Precinct 103 need in Bordeaux, or Precinct 32, one need of Spring Hill Road in Antioch, or Precinct 10-5 in Madison? What do they need over there in 3 in Goodlettsville or in Jolton area? What do they need near Berry Hill in 17? What does 19 need in the Gulch? What does 5 need? 6 need? What does 7 need? 7-3? Where you live? Your interests need to be reflected and seriously taken into account at the beginning of the legislative process in January. Heard somebody say they're going to kick their shoes off, their high heels, and put their tennis shoes on. By the time you kick your shoes off, guess what? You done missed out already. I'll be going with my boots on. When you see me, and you see me in my get-up, I'm not crazy, but I'm serious. It's working time. It's about working, or I think I'm going to just go ahead and share until y'all call me or somebody drop me a question on Facebook. I'm going to go ahead and share with you what the preamble for Tennessee Senate District 19 looks like. Now, when you think about it, we got a lot of stuff that we need to ensure for ourselves, particularly in Council District 1. A lot of stuff is about to go down, and you're about to look at a new council, perhaps, and a new mayor, perhaps, starting next year. You probably don't realize that. We've had so many things going on in terms of elections and Nashville that people are confused. They're frustrated. Look, let's forget about it. Come out and vote for what? I'm tired of that. But don't you know that the opportunities slip away from you under the radar when we do that? But beloved, I would encourage you, stay the course. Be focused. Let me share this with you. Preamble of the 19th Senatorial District of Tennessee. That's you, and that's me. We the people of the 19th Senatorial District of Tennessee, in order to form a more perfect senatorial district, ensure justice, promote public harmony, provide for common protection, promote general interests, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our children. Do ordain and consent to the common organization of the electorate of Tennessee Senate District 19. That's Republican, Democrats, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Tea Party, Libertarians, whatever it is that you choose, that is your right as well. I'm not asking anyone to stop being a Democrat. I'm only asking you to be wise about casting your vote and picking proactive, responsive leadership, Tennessee Senate. Now, if you know anything about the history of the Senate District, you know that it was carved out of Nashville proper after Davidson County was formed in 65. By 1969, the legislator identified Senate District 19, and the very first senator was in the person of Avon Williams. There's a campus named after downtown, Tennessee State University. And he and people like D. Alexander Luby were adamant about making sure that everybody got their fair share of what was due to them as citizens of Nashville and Davis County. Now, I'm not Avon Williams. I appreciate what he did, but I can assure you that with that same spirit of tenacity, we will bring change to how your representatives in the District 8. I want to thank Senator Hopper for her contribution over the last 30-some years, three decades. Appreciate it. Again, as I said with Representative Gilmore, it takes heart. I know that, having run a few times myself, it takes energy and it takes heart to run and step up to be a citizen servant. It's not an easy thing, so I do give you credit for that. But, beloved, it's time for us to make a change. And your best change is Reuben Dockery. There'll be three names on the ballot. You're not going to find Hickory. You're not going to find Dickory. But you will find Dockery. That's Reuben Dockery, Genesee Senate District 18. When you make that choice, we can bring the change that you've been waiting on. Change you've been waiting on is here. But the change you've been waiting on is Reuben Dockery, Tennessee Senate District 8. I got about 8 minutes. You can give me a call right here if you want to shoot something at me. Let me, again, applaud all of the candidates that participated in the Democratic primary. There were no Republicans, but there were four Democratic candidates, the persons of Pastor Jones, ran a gallant campaign. Brother George Thomas, who was on with us last Friday, thank him as well. Again, it takes energy and time and heart to get out there and to put yourself out there to serve. Appreciate that. Sandra Moore for stepping up to the plate. Of course, she served in the Edgewood Council before a couple of terms. So we appreciate them. And I do look forward to reaching out to them and gaining their support and moving forward. Those parts of their vision and platform, I would love to engage them because it's about all of us and a collaborative effort and as we move forward. And I look forward to ultimately serving in the Senate and welcoming the best ideas that even Representative Gilmore have to offer. That's why I say I'm not running against anybody, because when the race is over, we still are neighbors. Senate District 19, and we need to be that way. When you heard, I heard. Huh? That's where we got to be. But we are running to represent your interests. That's Reuben Dockery. When I say we, I'm talking about me, myself, and I. All right? And I want y'all to know that I'm a praying man. So I realize this is a political race, but I got mine. What I'm doing is driven by the Spirit. Driven by prayer and understanding. But we bring that with us wherever we go. We appreciate, again, each of you for your civic duty. Applaud those who did participate in the democratic process, primary, and engaging and participating in that political process. Your civic duty, meeting your expectations of your civic duty there. Now we have an opportunity, friends, neighbors, to make a real difference. We can do it. I'm confident that we will do it. And in time, we will see the benefit of what we're doing. The website, constituentadvocacy.com, C-O-N-S-T-I-T-U-E-N-T, A-D-V-O-D-A-C-Y. That's one word, .com. When you get there, please, at the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a icon that says online giving. That's talking to you. That's for you. Reuben Dockery needs you to make your contribution in his eyes, and it is secure. It's a secure website. Anandot is a very secure site. They're designed specifically for political campaign. So they've went out of their way to make sure robots and things of that nature, hackers, are not able to compromise. So your information is secure. make your contribution. We will be reaching out to you and sending other notices. Hope that you respond accordingly. It's this simple. It's that simple. We're seeking to bring a difference, change in District 19. And I appreciate everyone that is listening. I appreciate your sincere effort and your ability to advance cause of forward progress. That's what we need. That's what we need. Before I was a candidate, I was a citizen here. My children were born and raised in Nashville. Although my wife and I are from different cities, I've been here 31 years now. Three decades, that's a great city. Children are products of metro schools. They've moved on now. They dropped my wife and I like a hot potato. But that's what we prepared them. We're grateful that they moved on. So I have time now to serve you, the people. And I'm looking forward to getting your support there. We've got about 3 minutes here. What I think I'll do is I'll just kind of highlight some of what we talked about as we prepare to leave. We'll end with Isaac Hayes telling us about doing your thing. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Call me at 615-478-4233. That's the campaign number. Give me a call anytime. Well, the phone will be on from 9 to about 7 p.m. in the evening every night during the week. So give us a call. On the weekends, it'll likely be on as well. If you want to give us a holler, then give us a holler. Then we'll be happy to talk with you. But send us an email at td19cac@gmail.com. That's tonydavid19cat@gmail.com. TD19CAC@gmail.com. That's the email. You can find all of that on the website. Constituent Advocacy. That's one word. .com. A lot of information there. We've taken time to compile it so that we can be very clear and succinct in intimating to you what it is Reuben Docker will do for you, with you, as your next senator in the 19th senatorial seat. I want to emphasize the fact that that seat belongs to you. It don't belong to nobody but you. And you get to choose who you give it to. I ask that you make that Reuben Docker. Right? To do so, we'll bring the change that you've been looking for. I got your change. There are resources and opportunities in this state. Tell me that I'm going to get it, and I'm not playing. All right. Having said that, we thank you again, and we're going to end with my friend. He said, do what you want to do. It's your thing. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. This is Reuben Docker, the Senate District 19. Your choice of change. Let's make it happen. Thank you. And good night.